'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the town not a human was stirring. We were all underground, locked fast in our cellars, and huddled in fear, struck dumb by the knowledge that zombies were near. The children, they trembled and jumped at each noise. They cared not for candy or Santa or toys. My wife with her chainsaw and I with my gun stood watch by the stairs and prayed hard for the sun. When out in the yard there arose such a clatter, I snuck up the stairs to see what was the matter. Then o'er to the window I silently crept and peered into the yard that was once so well kept. The moon shining dull on the new-fallen snow gave a sickly pale gleam to objects below. When what with my horrified eyes should I see but a shambling corpse staring straight back at me, with teeth that would tear and hands that would rend. I knew in a moment it must be the end. He shuffled on slowly, feet scraping the ground, with putrefied flesh sloughing off all around. A fingertip first, then a piece of his nose, dropped off with a splat, joining 8 of his toes. Yet sure as the tide washes up on the shore, he shambled inexorably toward my door. I checked my gun's clip. Only 1 round remained. With 1 in the chamber, I had 2 to my name. In a flash I ran back to the top of the stair, and looked down to see how my family did fare. I said to my wife, with a tear in my eye, "Stay here, out of sight. Tell the children goodbye." Then I pulled shut the door and turned back around, to hear from without a blood-curdling sound, a smashing and pounding that shook the front door, as splinters of timber rained down on the floor. Then, breaking the door, with a great groan he came. I lifted my gun, pausing only to aim. I took a deep breath, for the blast filled the room, and silence fled fast from the deafening boom. But alas, though I took care and gave it my best, all my bullet did was leave a hole in his chest. "You idiot," I seethed, "you know the undead. If you want a clean kill, you shoot for the head." So I took aim again and fired my last prayer, but my aim proved untrue. I hit nothing but air. The zombie lurched forward with a skeletal grin, his gums showing clear through his lips, worn and thin. The stench of his flesh was far fouler than foul, and I shrank back in fear when he let out a howl. With my family downstairs, there was nowhere to flee, as he reached out a rotting hand pointed at me. The fingers were no more than skin draped on bone, and slowly they opened as he gave a low moan. My eyes opened wide. Was indeed I still sane? For there in his hand lay a striped candy cane. He motioned to me that I should take and eat. There was naught else to do. I accepted the treat. With a jerk and a twitch he then shuffled away, and he chuckled. He did, I still swear to this day. He fell through the door and then reeled to his feet before making his way to the house down the street. But I heard him exclaim as he lurched out of sight, "Brains!" Which, translated from the zombie, means Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.